From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says at least two bodies have been recovered following a mid-air collision over the Hudson River between Manhattan and Hoboken, New Jersey today.
I think it's fair to say this has changed from a rescue to a recovery mission, and that probably was what we could have started out with the instant it happened.
Divers are working to retrieve other bodies seen in the water. A tour helicopter carrying five Italian tourists and the pilot collided with a small plane carrying three people, including a child. We have more details from Mark Garber of member station WNYC.
Rescue helicopters are hovering as emergency crews work on both sides of the river, and police divers are in the water. The helicopter was carrying about a half dozen people when it collided with the plane around noon, sending debris into the river and onto the Hoboken, New Jersey waterfront. The Piper PA-32 plane took off from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey, and the helicopter was a Eurocopter AS-350 owned by Liberty Tours, a sightseeing and charter company. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
The U.S. military is investigating reports of two civilian deaths in Uruzgan province in Afghanistan following a mortar shell strike by Afghan and coalition forces against a suspected insurgent. The U.N. says civilian casualties have increased about 25% so far this year compared to 2008, though most die from Taliban attacks. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Afghan and coalition forces say they positively identified the insurgent in Uruzgan province yesterday. He was spotted collecting information on a ridge near an Afghan army base, an area known for rocket attacks. The forces launched mortar shells toward the suspected insurgent, but one fell short near a populated area, according to the U.S. military. Residents of the village told base personnel two civilians were killed by the mortar shell. That attack came 2 days after a U.S. Apache helicopter fired on men suspected of loading weapons into a van in nearby Kandahar province. But the district police chief says the five were farmers loading cucumbers for market. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Sonia Sotomayor has made history today as the first Hispanic person sworn in as Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court.
I, Sonia Sotomayor, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
At 55, Sotomayor is the 111th justice and only the third woman on the Supreme Court. Despite heavy Republican opposition, Sotomayor was confirmed by the Democratic-led Senate on Thursday, and she succeeds retiring Justice David Souter. From Washington, this is NPR News. Acoustic musician Mike Seeger has died at the age of 75 at his home in Lexington, Virginia, after a long battle with cancer. He was a leading figure in the 20th century resurgence of American traditional music and a noted field collector of rural Southern music. Seeger recorded hundreds of musicians in their homes and brought many of them to the stage at festivals and concerts. NPR's Paul Brown reports.
Mike Seeger grew up in a renowned musical family, a brother of social activists and musicians Pete Seeger and Peggy Seeger. In 1958, he co-founded the New Lost City Ramblers. The string band was a crucial force in a revival of interest in traditional Southern music. Alongside his work with the Ramblers, Seeger maintained a busy solo performing career. He recorded dozens of albums presenting old standards and little-known songs such as Rolling and Tumbling Blues.
Now I roll and tumble, cried the whole night long. Yes, I rolled and tumbled.
Mike Seeger also documented traditional Southern dancing styles. And as his life drew to a close, he was working on a video documentary project on contemporary Southern banjo players. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Hundreds of Beatles fans flocked to Abbey Road, recreating that famous photo taken 40 years ago today of the Fab Four striding across the pedestrian crosswalk in North London. That picture was the cover of the last album the Beatles recorded together. While Abbey Road often attracts tourists, today's especially heavy turnout brought traffic to a halt. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.